Psalm 56. I want to speak to you today about holy resolutions. Holy resolutions. The beginning of a new year is always a special time to us. It was always marked out to us as a kind of a turning point, isn't it? A new time, a new beginning, and a new opportunity. A fresh start. Do we look upon New Year's Day as a fresh start? The slate clean, and we can have a fresh start, and hopefully we'll start out well, and we continue well. And in the secular world, it is, of course, marked by making resolutions, by entertaining new resolve in various matters, by saying, I will do this, and I will do that, and I will resolve the other. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, to have resolutions. In fact, I would even say it's a good thing if the resolve is about good matters. And I want to speak about holy resolutions then. Jonathan Edwards, the great New England theologian, he was just a young man about to leave his teens in the year 1722 and 1723, whenever he now and again drew up a list of resolutions. And before he entered into his 20th year, they came to 70 in all. 70 resolutions which he weekly read and which he daily endeavored to keep throughout those years and even the years of his life. He prefaced his resolutions in his own pen, his own hand, thus being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help. I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. They're interesting, they're worth reading, and they tell you the kind of man that he was. If I give you a sample of the things that he said, resolve never to speak evil of any, except I have some particular good call for it. And then resolve never to give over, nor in the least to slacken my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. But these resolutions and this resolve, Edwards got from the psalmist, because the psalmist was one for determined resolutions. Now, we don't believe he made them on New Year's Day, as far as we are aware. He went further than that. He made them 365 times better than that. He made resolves every day and throughout all his life. He made them regularly until he quit this world. And what you have to look for whenever you study the Psalms, if you want to see the resolutions of the psalmist, you have to look for his I wills. I will. Those are his resolutions. And I want to consider some of them with you this morning. Holy resolutions. I want to look at them just briefly this New Year's Day. First of all, the psalmist often resolved in relation to God's word. The word meant much to David and to the other psalmists, for David's not the only psalmist amongst the 150 in the Psalter. The Torah, he loved the Torah, he loved the scriptures, he loved the written word, and he read it regularly. And he heard it read. And many of his I wills and many of his holy resolves are in relation to the scriptures. Psalm 56, the verse 4 here, he says, in God I will praise his word. Here's this I will. Here's this resolve. I will praise his word. I'll love his word. I just thank God for his word. And I'm going to treat that word as one who is utterly appreciative. I will praise his word. He says it again there in verse 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. How many times does a man have to resolve a matter? In the space of one psalm, three times, I'm determined to praise his word, to delight in it. He says in another psalm, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I'm determined to do that. I'm determined to find joy in God's word. He says, I will not forget thy word. There's another resolve. I will not forget thy word. We mustn't forget God's word this year. Every day, we must resolve. We must be determined. I will not forget thy word. Whatever else I forget, we're not to forget the word. He says, I will consider thy testimonies. You see how many times he resolves in relation to God's word, whether he calls it statutes, word, or testimonies, or the whatever words he uses, and he's very many words for God's word. He's going to consider it often. I will meditate, he says. I resolve to meditate. I'm going to be, when I come to thy word, I'm going to be at my freshest. I'm going to be at my best. I'm not going to come to thy word at the end of the day when my mind's shattered and I'm tired. And I can't meditate and I can hardly think. You have to think about God's word. It has that nature that you must have a mind that's drawn into it to consider it. And he says, I'll meditate. And to do that, you have to give it the best time of the day, if possible, when the mind is fresh. And so I will meditate. I'll resolve to meditate. He says, I will meditate in thy statutes. I will meditate in thy precepts. He resolved frequently in that regard. Do you see how much the Bible was of value to David and how it came into his resolutions and how he always felt there was room for improvement whenever he's always saying, I will. More and more he was saying he needed to be resolved in relation to God's word. He made these determinations through God's grace. Edwards himself was committed to Scripture, and we're not surprised that some of his resolutions were in relation to that. And he said, resolved to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of them. And this new year is a time, brethren and sisters, to commence again a Bible reading and a Bible study rota. To resolve to read the Word of God regularly. The guidance and help in that matter, I have not time to give you this morning, but at the least, a little bit. Every day. A little bit, thoroughly digested, a little bit meditated upon and prayed over and taken into the heart is better than chapters and chapters that just pass over the brain. A little bit, day by day, deeply. In your heart. Resolve that at the very least. Progressive walking through the Scriptures, not jogging, not rushing, not a marathon through it, and you're just shattered and have nothing for it at the end of the day and you see nothing. No, a walk, an alert, earnest, careful walk through Scripture. Resolve it. And God will build you up in your faith and encourage you in your life. And his resolve didn't only relate to the reading of Scripture and the meditating of Scripture, but it even related to the hearing, because he says, I will hear. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. And so he had ear gate as well as eye gate. So we need to resolve that the Bible, the hearing of the Word and the preaching of the Word and the reading of the Word is going to be a matter of importance to us this year. And then he had resolves in regard to his prayer life, because his prayer life was every bit as important to him as his Bible reading. And there's room always here for fresh resolutions, brethren and sisters, amongst us all, in regard to prayer, in regard to seeking God's face and calling upon his name. And here there is some need even of a fresh start. And in this man, in this area, David always had resolves. And I want you to listen to some of his holy resolutions in the area of prayer. He says, unto thee will I pray. I will pray. It's a simple resolve. It's not one of the best New Year resolutions that you could have. I mean, what kind of things does the world resolve? Utter vanity and nonsense. But a child of God, at the very least, can resolve at the start of the year, I will pray. I will pray unto God. Because he didn't make his resolutions to man, and he didn't necessarily make his resolutions to himself. He made his resolutions before the Lord. I will pray unto thee, O God. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. I'm resolved that you'll hear my voice in the morning. In the morning, O Lord, I will direct my prayer unto thee. I will. I'm resolved. It's my resolution, Lord. In the morning, my prayer will be directed unto thee. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. As for me, he says, I will call upon God. Do you hear his resolutions in this area? There are very many. I'm only selecting some out. I will take the cup of salvation. And that's a good resolve in relation to the Lord's table. I resolve to take the cup. I resolve to be at the table. Although it's not in this heading, and I haven't included it as a heading, but I just throw it in there. He says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Because that's what you do around the Lord's table. You're praying, even as you take the cup. There is this resolve in relation to his prayer life. And then another thing that should be important in every Christian's life is God's house. Is the Lord's house. Is his sanctuary. And we're not surprised that we find holy resolutions and determinations in regard to that and in that direction. I give you a sample of those. For example, Psalm 5 and verse 7, he says, but as for me, you see, he's a me man. He can't make resolutions for other people. He can't tidy up other people's life. He's not going to fix other people. He's not going to have to answer for other people either. He's only going to have to answer for himself. And so he's a me man, as for me. And that's the only kind of man you have to be. Don't worry about anybody else. As for me, he says, I will come into thy house. I'll come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercies. He wasn't always able to get to God's house, you see. Sometimes he was being hounded and hunted, and he couldn't get to the house of God. But he says, in the multitude of thy mercies, Lord, when you in your mercy give me the health and strength, I will come. Isn't that a good resolution? I'll come to God's house. I'd come to the place where he has put his name. I'd come to the place where there is only the centrality of his worship and the centrality of his word as identified by the pulpit. I'll come not to be entertained, but I'll come to thy house in the multitude of thy mercies, and I'll worship toward thy holy temple. That's what he comes to God's house for, to worship, to give God the glory. He comes into the sanctuary so that his thoughts and mind might be directed to the heavenly sanctuary, the heavenly house, where one day he's going to be forevermore. And so he comes to the house on earth. He's resolved to find in the house of earth a resting place. Oh, and how he envied the birds who could make their nests there. And he says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in all the tents of pleasure and wickedness. He had holy resolves in relation to God's house. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To do what? What are you going to do, David, whenever you resolve to come to God's house? To behold the beauty of Jesus Christ. And to inquire in his temple. I resolve that. I'm determined that that's the one thing, the one thing that I desire. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings, he says. And so many of his resolve related to the house of God. Another area where we definitely need improvement, brethren and sisters, in our walk with God is in the area of praise and singing. We need to be a singing people. And we need to resolve to improve our singing in God's house. And to open our mouths wide, and to sing, and to be heard, and to look like we're joyful. And not just to look like we're joyful, but to be genuinely joyful. Don't be afraid of hearing your voice. Don't be afraid of letting your neighbor hear your voice. Let the Lord and let the angels who are present, let them hear you sing. Let them hear you sing. And open thy mouth to praise God. And David's resolve was very often in this area. He resolved to be a happy and joyful man of God. He was determined to sing to the Lord, not just in God's house, but in his family and in private. And so the psalmist's resolve in this area produces a very lengthy list that is almost endless. And I'm just giving you a few samples this morning. Psalm 7 and verse 17, for example, I will praise the Lord and will sing praise to the name of the Most High. Psalm 9, verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thy Most High. I mean, we're just into the psalm book. Psalm 7 and Psalm 9. It's almost in every psalm. This resolution, this determination. My praises shall be of thee in the great congregation. He was a man who was in the house of God. He was a man who was among the people of God. And he says, there my praises will be of thee. I'll praise the Lord. Remember how in Psalm 34 he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Continually his praise shall be in my mouth. Not just in his heart. It should be there too, and it should come out of the heart. But he was determined it's going to be the mouth. You have a mouth, and God has given you a tongue. You can talk about everything else, and you can laud everything else. But we need to laud the Lord. And we need to be determined. I'll just laud him, I'll praise him, I'll sing of him. He says, I will yet praise the Lord more and more. It's a thing that's going to grow. I want it to grow. I want it to multiply. I want it to be a thing that'll become fat and flourishing in itself. I'll praise him more and more. In fact, he says, he's resolved, I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. As long as I live. Brothers and sisters, let's make that resolve. Don't be moaning and groaning and complaining about others and running down others. Well, that's vain. And it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do us any good. But if we're just people who would just be determined, just I'm just going to sing about the Lord, I'm just going to praise the Lord, I'm just going to talk about the Lord, you'll be happier. Not that we're seeking happiness. We're seeking the glory of God. But in our seeking the glory of God, He makes us happy. He makes you glad. But it's something you must be determined about. I'll be glad. I'll rejoice in the Lord. Why shouldn't I? He's good. He's merciful. He sent His Son. He shed His blood for my sins. He's forgiven my sins through free grace. Me, an unworthy wretch. Why shouldn't I sing? He's put a new song in my heart. I'm determined. I'll sing. Even when I don't feel like it. I'll sing even if I have to sing a lament. I'll still sing. And if you don't feel like singing praise and joy, there's plenty of lament psalms in this psalter. And the Lord will be every bit as much pleased if you take them out and sing them. But there's plenty. He's given us a whole book to sing. Sing the psalms. And sing them in private. Spend time. Go through the whole psalter and sing them. If you don't know the tunes, learn to chant. You can sing any psalm, but chant them. And you can go right direct from the text itself without any paraphrasing. And the Lord will bless you. It's a blessed thing. I'll sing. I'll sing. Many of his resolves were in relation to his own ways and to sin in his life. Because he wasn't a perfect man. He was a sinner. And we have to make resolves in relation to that, our ways and our sins. And the psalmist did, and I'll give you some of them. Psalm 32, verse 5, he says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. He said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. I will confess. That's a resolve. I'll confess. When I fail, I'll confess. When I let the Lord down, I'll confess. I'll quickly confess, I'll heartily confess, I'll sincerely confess. That's going to have to be a resolution daily. As long as we live, I will confess. I won't bury it, I won't forget about it. I won't put it into the distant back of my mind and let it sort of just disappear. No, I will confess. And you'll forgive me, Lord. I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. These are his resolutions. These are the things that he says about sin and iniquity and transgression. I'll confess them. I'll be sorry for them. I'll declare them. And by declaring, he means unto God. He said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth. Oh, he had a mouth. Yes, he wanted to praise the Lord with it, but he knew it was problematic. In certain conditions and in certain trials, and he says, I'll keep my mouth. I will keep my mouth. I'll put a watch at it. He made a holy resolution in regard to his ways and his mouth and to sinful words. He says, I will behave myself. That's a very simple thing, isn't it? But it's a very holy resolution. I will behave myself. I'll not be naughty. I'll not be naughty in my own house. I'll not be naughty in the workplace. I'll not be naughty in God's house. I will behave myself. Just a simple resolution. But he resolved it. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will keep the commandments of God. Get you away from me then, you evildoers, he says. Depart from me, ye evildoers. I'm going to walk in God's commandments. I can't walk here. I can't sit in the council of the ungodly. I can't walk in the path of sinners. I'm going to walk in the commandments. And so they resolved to separate. Another area was in his area of his love for the Lord and his trust in God. He made simple resolutions such as, I will love thee. I will love thee, O Lord. Isn't that a good resolve? Just to say, I'm going to love the Lord. I'm going to love the Lord this year as I've never loved him before. I'm going to endeavor that through his grace. I love the Lord. And he says, what time I'm afraid, whenever I'm afraid, I'm going to resolve to trust thee, Lord. Whenever the bad news comes, and whenever the great disappointments come, and whenever the hurt comes, and whenever the trials come, Lord, in all of those times of need, I'm resolved, I'm just going to trust you. I will trust you in those times. Resolve that. You're going to have many disappointments, brethren and sisters. It's the disappointments that build us up, isn't it? And drive us to God. When you're disappointed, just trust him. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I've resolved to trust the Lord. I will abide in thy tabernacle. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my God, in him will I trust. Many of his resolutions were in this area of looking to the Lord, depending on the Lord, just trusting in the Lord, and not getting his eyes off the Lord. Resolve not to get your eyes off God this year. Keep them on the Lord. Keep them on the Savior. And an important area too for the psalmist was what we might call evangelism. Teaching and instructing sinners. Now this may surprise you, but the psalmist made many resolves in this area. And I'll just very quickly quote some of them from the list. For example, Psalm 22, verse 22, he says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. That was the resolve of Christ on the cross, actually, Psalm 22. Do you know the Lord Jesus made resolutions on the cross? You can study that out for yourself, but he did. It wasn't all moaning in his agony. There was faith and hope and trust in his Father, and there were holy resolutions too. And this is one of them. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. When I'm raised from the dead, that's one of the first things I'll do, my Father. I'll go into their midst and I'll declare your name to them. And he did do that. And he does that every Sunday among us. This is a good text of resolution for a pastor, for a minister. What's he going to do? Is he going to get the joke book out and have a nice collection of jokes to amuse the people and warm them up? No, he doesn't resolve any such thing. He says, I will declare thy name. I will not exalt myself. I will not, as it were, set myself in the hearts of the people. I'll just set the Lord there. I'll declare his name. I'll declare thy name in the midst of the congregation. I'll just preach the Lord. And that's what I'm resolved to do, brethren, as I endeavor through God's grace every year to preach the Lord to you. He says, I will teach transgressors thy ways. I'm determined that. Just restore to me the joy, Lord. Just give me back the joy of salvation, and I'll resolve that. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted. Resolve to teach sinners. Here's a good one for children's workers. If they want to make a new resolve, yous who teach the boys and girls on Tuesday and in Sunday school, the psalmist, listen to the psalmist. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. There's a resolve for the Sunday school teacher. There's a resolve for the children's worker. As they come into the presence of the children and draw the children around you, what are you going to resolve to do? I will teach you the fear of God. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. And that's the beginning of wisdom, you see. They don't teach you that in school. And so you have to teach them it here. the right and wrong, and the sin and wickedness, and unrighteousness and holiness, and how sin is dealt with, and how you become holy in the Lord's presence. I'll teach you. I will declare thy greatness, he says in another psalm. He says, with my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness. Never talking about himself. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Never talking about himself. Always saying, I declare your greatness. I haven't got a story to tell about myself. It's the Lord that's great. It's the Lord that's mighty. It's the Lord that's merciful. I will declare his greatness. And so this resolve in the area of evangelism and teaching and preaching. But brethren and sisters, in closing, these resolutions, of course, we cannot keep on our own strength. God must give us grace, and we shall always fall short of the glory of God. Our peace, therefore, cannot be built upon these things. They are not meritorious, and they are not for our fulfillment. And they don't make us right with God. They can't. We resolve them because we long to be like Christ. And not for our fulfillment, but for his glory. Because you see, when the secular world makes New Year resolutions, it's for their fulfillment and their satisfaction. We don't do that, brethren and sisters. We do it because we just want to glorify God, to do what's right in his sight. But the most important thing is not our resolutions. The most important thing is his resolutions. Christ's resolutions. He resolved and he perfectly kept his resolutions. And his resolutions are saving. And he resolved to come into the world. He resolved to redeem us sinners by his blood. He resolved to take to himself flesh and blood. He resolved to bear our sins to Calvary. He resolved to die for us sinners. He resolved to rise from the dead and ascend and go to the right hand of the Father. And he resolves there at the Father's right hand to pray for us. And so I draw your attention at the last, not to our resolutions, but to Christ's, which he shall never break, but always keeps. And in those holy resolutions, not ours, but his, we are saved by grace. That's why we shall not be lost. Not because I will this and I will that and I will the other. That is not the reason why we shall never be lost. The reason why we shall never be lost is because I will give unto my sheep eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither will I let any man pluck them out of my hand. I am resolved to keep them. And I will. I will, my Father. I resolve, my Father, that they be with me to behold my glory where I am. That's the closing resolution of Jesus Christ for us who believe in him. He resolves that we shall be with him and that we shall see his glory. And maybe this year, brethren and sisters, for some of us, that resolution may be experienced. And we shall see the King in his beauty. And behold the land that presently is very far off.